Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Dr. Lois Britell, and she's here to talk about her latest book, A Path to Restoration, A Study Guide. Welcome, Dr. Britell.
Thank you.
Let's tell our listeners a little bit about you, because I think that really falls in very well with what your book is about.
Well, I'm a retired clinical psychologist. I got my PhD from Biola University, Rosemead Graduate School of Psychology, and I practiced for 30 years. My specialty was working with anxiety, depression, and marital problems.
And you also rolled Christianity and Christian principles in with your practice as well. Is that correct?
That is correct. I advertised as a Christian psychologist, and the Christian came first. Over the 30-year span, I only received one referral from the phone book. All the rest was word of mouth. And the Lord was gracious. I almost always had a waiting list. And since it was Christian, they knew where I was coming from and had an opportunity to anticipate the kind of therapy or the kinds of thoughts that I'd be emphasizing.
What made you decide to write this book now? Was there a particular incident? Was there an individual? What made it seem like the right time?
A number of things came together. I had a year of what I call my year of trauma. During that year, there were seven major events that occurred, and they left me, well, maybe I should mention some of them. I retired. My husband and I moved from the central coast of California into the Central Valley, which was a 30-degree change in temperature. And I gave up my ministry. I had a very active ministry in my church. Then, near the end of that year, my husband passed away. And shortly after he passed away, I got a letter from my brain surgeon telling me that the brain tumor that had been diagnosed in 2005 had now doubled in size and I would need to have surgery. And it all just kind of came together at once. Well, by God's grace, he led me to a church with a pastor who was just extremely instrumental in the process. In fact, he mentored me in both the books that I've written. And when I asked if I could have some time, he said he didn't know anything about psychology. I said, I know a lot about psychology, but I can't hear God, and I can't live if I can't hear God. So he agreed to work with me. And over the 5 years that it took to write the first book and then begin the second one, he was a guide and a mentor. And so he was very instrumental in the content. And I'd always enjoyed writing since I was in high school. So that part I really enjoyed. But the real work came in reestablishing my faith in God and my ability to hear him speak to me.
That was one of the real issues for the book, wasn't it? For you to heal yourself.
Well, I look at it as my participating with God in his healing me. I was just very, very broken after all of the events that I've just named. And I've always understood God as the healer, and we have the opportunity to cooperate with or to resist. And I'm so grateful that I chose and was encouraged by my pastor to cooperate with what the Lord was wanting to do in my life. And so it has resulted in healing. I woke up this morning singing a little chorus that I learned when I was a very young child, Heavenly Sunshine, and it's pouring rain here in California.
Oh, dear.
But the song was just filling the room, so.
I love it. That's the way to bring your own sunshine into a rainy day. Excellent.
Yes.
Did you have specific goals and intentions for the book?
I wanted people who were hurting to understand that God could and desired to heal them, and that in between the scripture and clinical psychology, and I mentioned that a couple of times in the book, that it was an integration of the two. Truth is based on biblical truth, and psychology, to the extent that it is based on biblical truth, can be a wonderful healing force. And I wanted people to know that, to see that, and to practice it at the level. It is a workbook, and there are spaces left for people to write their own thoughts, participations, answers, whatever. And I wanted them to know that healing is available to them, to every human being who seeks healing, psychological, spiritual. I'm not talking about the physical realm. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a psychologist. And that healing is available to them through the power of the Holy Spirit and our obedience and our seeking God. You know, if I consider myself too busy to seek God, I'm not going to hear him. But I had learned to hear God when I was in high school, and then through various life circumstances, I had not practiced it. I had moved away from it. And so to restore means to bring back to a former state. And so I needed restoration. I'd had it once, and then I had let it go. And without hearing from God, I was in a panic. And so that was part of the healing process that's shared in the book.
I really think that the way you have done the book is very powerful. You present the concept, and then you give me an opportunity to go back and immediately think about the concept and the ideas and apply it directly to my own life. And I think that's one of the most powerful ways to present a topic like the one that you've presented. I really love what you've done with the book.
Thank you. I had someone who was critiquing it say, well, why didn't you ask questions at the end of the chapters? And I thought, no, by the time I get to page 10 of a given chapter, I've forgotten what I read on page one of that chapter. Mm-hmm. So I've got to intersperse the writing with the questions so they can stop and think. The reader can process what they have just read and heard internally in the moment so that they can make it theirs as they're reading it. So the questions are interspersed throughout the book, relevant to each chapter.
Are there some highlights that you would like to point out to the listeners about the book?
I think the healing power of God and of psychology, of Christian psychology, and as your readers or your listeners may know, Biola is a Christian university, and so the psychology program emphasizes bringing in the spiritual with the psychological. And I think the melding of the two is absolutely crucial for really internal change, for permanent internal change. And you can get psychology. For an example, many secular psychologists feel that having fantasies is helpful. Well, the Bible says truth is truth, and the Bible is true. And so helping people get rid of their fantasies and their false expectations. We all have false expectations. I should always be happy. My mate should think like I do, or any one of a 100 different expectations. And when they don't come true, we are disappointed or angry or in pain or all of the above. And false expectations can lead you down a terrible path. And so we need to be constantly focusing on the truth. We were made body, soul, and spirit, and psychology focuses, from my perspective, on the soul and the spirit, and bringing those into alignment with the truth, and then healing the wounds. I mean, psychology is a healing discipline, and we all have accumulated various wounds, some greater than others, but the healing of those wounds is essential for an abundant life.
I know that our listeners are spellbound by now about the ideas in the book. Let's tell them where they can find it. Now, I always check Amazon because I know that so many people use that as their major resource for purchasing books in particular. So I went to Amazon and I put in the title of the book, and I'm going to give the title of the book again, A Path to Restoration by Dr. Lois, L-O-I-S, Brittell, B-R-I-T-T-E-L-L. And if you put that in the book search feature that's at the top of the page and just click on it, the book comes right up. And there's a nice little excerpt that describes the book, and they can purchase it right there on that site. But I know it's also available other places, Dr. Brittell. Where else could they find it?
They can locate it at Barnes & Noble and Westbow Press, who is the publisher, the publishing company, and you can order it directly from them, or any bookstore can order it from Westbow Press.
Excellent. Now, I know you also have a website. Let's give the website address for our listeners.
www, and then Dr. Lois Brittell, all lower caps. It's DrLoisBrittell.com.
No spaces, right?
No spaces.
What all will they find on the website? I'm sure that there's information about this new book, but you also have another book.
Yes, my original book was entitled It's All About Him, and then the subtitle Intimacy with God. And the second book, The Path to Restoration, refers back to the first book on several occasions. They will find out about both those books. There's more about my professional history, where to order. I'm trying to think of all the categories. There are about five categories, but the most important ones are learning to know about me, learning to know the content of the book, and where you can order it.
Excellent. When the listeners have gone through the study guide, completed it, finished it for the last time, put it down, closed that cover page, what is it that you would like them to have taken away from the book?
I would hope that healing had taken place from the reading and doing the exercises in the book. Psycho-spiritual healing is, from my perspective, of course, being a psychologist, the most crucial part of your life. And we know that the spirit and the soul can impact the body. And so the body itself can come into a place of more healing as a result of getting the spirit and the soul aligned with the purposes that God has for your life. He has created you. He's chosen your eye color, your hair, your original hair color, and he's chosen your genetic makeup. Psalm 139 talks so much about how God wove us together and how he picked our genetic code, how he formed us. And we are designed to live in harmony with him. And when you're out of harmony, life can be a mess or tragic. When you're in harmony, it can be just awesome. Doesn't mean you won't have problems, but you will have a place where you can find solutions and healing for the pain that comes from the problems.
Such a pleasure to talk with you about your very powerful book. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, a reader finishes it." I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air, and until then, remember, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.